Almost a third of high school senior student athletes in Arizona report having had a concussion. That's one of the findings of a web survey compiled by Barrow Neurological Institute. The results are from 304 males and females between 14 and 18 years old, and also show 1 in 4 boys decided not to play high school football, and 1 in 10 girls decided not to play high school soccer because they were worried about concussions. Dr. Javier Cardenas is the director of the Barrow Concussion and Brain Injury Center at Barrow Neurological Institute. And Javier, when a third of seniors who play high school sports report having a concussion, how confident are you in that number?
Well, indeed, every year we do a survey of some sort in order to really put our hands on the pulse of Arizona citizens as it pertains to concussion. And this year we went to the heart of the issue. We went straight to the youth, the adolescent athletes. And what we found is of those who we surveyed between 14 and 18 years of age, those who were in 12th grade, the oldest, 30% of them reported having a concussion at some point during their high school career. Now, this is far greater than what we see in the literature, far greater than what we report nationally in terms of the incidence about concussion, which is usually about 10%. In terms of the accuracy, we are not quite sure what it actually may reflect.
Relative to those other states, you mentioned Arizona's numbers are a bit higher. Do you chalk that up to students here better being able to recognize the symptoms, or do you think that student-athletes here get more concussions for some reason?
Well, interestingly enough, if you compared those older students versus the younger ones, those who are freshmen and sophomores in high school, they actually reported 10% of them having a concussion. And so that may be a reflection of their current understanding as they are beginning the process of education versus a change in the incidence.
When you look at the results of this survey as a whole, you know, there are numbers that indicate there are students who have decided not to go into certain sports because of a fear of concussions. 42% of athletes who have had one say they're not afraid of the long-term impact of having one or having multiple concussions. What do you take away from the results when you look at them as a whole?
When we look at them as a whole, what we're really trying to do is to make sure that every single sport, regardless of what kids want to play, is as safe as possible. Because at the end of the day, it is the decision of the parents, it's the decision of the child to participate. And so we want to see where do they see the risks? How can we impact safety and health in those sports so that when they make these decisions, they have a good understanding of what the outcome may be as a result, as it pertains to their injury.
Does it concern you that given the requirement that all student athletes go through the education program that you have helped put forward, that only 75% of student athletes said they'd received concussion education?
Absolutely. It definitely concerns us that up to a quarter of them reported not having received any concussion education. Now, in the state of Arizona, every single high school athlete that participates in AIA sports must complete the education. So this gap in the survey may represent those who are non-athletes as well as those who play club sports and are not required to have concussion education. Our intention then is to broaden our reach for concussion education beyond the high school athlete so that we can make sure they are informed.
Dr. Javier Cardenas is the director of the Barrow Concussion and Brain Injury Center at Barrow Neurological Institute. We are talking about a new web survey of high school student athletes.